Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Welcome to Share Talk. Today we have Anthony Laker, who is the director of Vela Technologies PLC, and they are listed on AIM with the ticker VELA, and they IPO'd in the summer of 2014. So we're just coming up to about 3 years, Anthony, is that correct?
Well, we actually started life in January of 13, when following the CVA of a already AIM-listed company called Asia Digital. And we took sort of effective control of that as of sort of the early part of 2013. And we set off with a plan to invest in technology, which has been a sector that at that time had been very much out of favour for over a decade. We felt that it was an area which offered possibilities. I'd seen some transactions going on in that area which seemed interesting. And we thought that focusing on with a disruptive slant, which I know is a term that's used too much these days, but at the time it was different. But really to focus on disruptive technologies that have a long-term effect rather than just a short-term disruptive effect.
So can you just give us a bit of a brief background of yourself as well, Anthony?
Yeah, sure. Well, I've been a stockbroker all my working career. Within that, sort of quite involved in the smaller cap world. Probably more particularly in the last number of years now, but involved in the very small caps. So that's what I do, as well as running Vela.
So Vela is an investment company, am I correct?
Yeah, we're an investment company. We're very much arm's length. We don't have any necessary direct involvement with our investments. We obviously have good relationships with them, and some more than others, but pretty much an arm's length relationship in all cases.
So just give us an overview of some of the recent RNSs that you've had out, especially in relation to maybe BTL Group.
Yeah. I mean, the BTL has been a bit of a star for us over the last 6 months or so. Share price has risen from around 50 cents. It's listed on the Canadian TSX Venture Exchange up to sort of $5.50. Actually, one point last week higher than that. They've been developing this blockchain technology. They've got a product called Interbit, and that seems to be where all the excitement is. And in fact, this morning, there's been headlines in the Canadian press about trials that BTL have been doing with various companies. And for the first time, they've mentioned that the trials are with BPENE, and also another company called Veen, which is an Austrian power company. But they've been mentioned in previous RNSs. So that's where all the excitement has been. BTL share price has risen tenfold. And as a result, we've ended up in a situation that despite selling sort of over £500,000 worth of shares, we still have a valuation of that holding of around £2.2 million. Including the warrants that we haven't exercised as yet. And that equates, perhaps it's just slightly more than our fully diluted market cap. So effectively, we're a one-for-one proxy for anyone wanting to invest in blockchain.
So just remind me what your current MCAP is.
Fully diluted, the market cap is around 2.1 million.
Are you planning on holding those BTL shares, or are you going to look to sell any more in the sort of short, medium, long term?
We're taking a fairly let's see what happens kind of view to things. I mean, the market cap is real broadly around about sort of the $100 million Canadian dollar mark, which some might say is high, but actually in the scheme of things, I think that the valuation of BTL could go significantly higher. Just because it's not known, and the contracts that it seems to be, or relationships it seems to be developing with big corporations, will suggest this might push on. But we're just going to take a view. We're just going to wait and see what the price does. it may be we reduce further.
So, I mean, what's the company's current cash position? Are you likely to be raising additional funds in the sort of near future?
No, we're not planning on raising any additional funds at this time. As I said, we've raised just over £500,000 from sale of BTL shares, and we've did a bond issue earlier on this year and a convertible loan note issue around September, October of last year. So there's no need to raise any capital. What could happen, and what we have been doing in the past, is that we have raised money directly linked to investments that we've made. So the only possibility is raising money if there was an investment. But at the moment, I think we can fund what we need to do from existing resources and existing support we have. So there's no plans to come to the market at all.
That brings me on to my next question, actually, from a shareholder. And correct me again if I'm wrong on the pronunciation of this. So they're asking, what is the value of your investment in, is it Poiter, P-I-O-T-R?
Poiter is the company that owns the Airporter business, the baggage handling business. Well, the value of that was disclosed in the last funding that we did. So the value of that is 1.28 million based on the last funding. So, obviously that's on top of the 2.2 that we've got with BTL.
So it would be right to sort of assume maybe that you're quite undervalued at the moment.
Well, the Poiter and BTL added together is 3.5 million. The thing is that we're pretty transparent as a in terms of looking at us in terms of trying to establish a value. We've been very clear on how we value our investments, which is either at cost or a market value if it's listed. The only variation on that is if there's been a major funding event in one of our investments that involves investment or substantial investment by sort of a credible investor. So in terms of looking at our the sum of the parts, Poiter and BTL make up around about 3.5 million. The other investments in the portfolio, if anyone was to have a look into it and see, they would come up with a figure of around about £800,000. On top of that, we have cash, which it's difficult to go on into sort of exact numbers there because we are in the process of preparing our accounts for the year. But I've already said, and it's out there, that we've raised over £500,000 in cash from BTL sales. And of course, we've raised the bond earlier this year and the convertible loan in September of last year. So I think, you know, it's difficult as a director to say too much more than that. But I think just adding up those figures would probably give you a figure which may well be something like 4.5 million.
If you want to summarise for investors who've maybe never heard of Vela, what specifically should they be looking at in terms of the next half of 2017?
Well, I think for the next half of 2017, we're hoping that there will be further news flow on BTL as they develop their relationships and their product. And also the Poiter or Airporter business, come September, it will be a year into the 3-year deal that they have with British Airways. The first year is exclusive. So one would expect that post that time that we will get some news on further tie-ups with other airlines. I think they're the two main things that we're going to be looking for.
Okay, Anthony, is there anything else you'd like to add today?
Well, I think that it's difficult for, as a director, to sort of say too much in terms of why investors should invest in the company. But I think we've very much been overlooked. We're probably one of the few sort of direct investors in blockchain in the London market. Blockchain companies elsewhere around the world are very strong in terms of their share prices. And with Vela, you're effectively investing, as I said earlier, on a one-for-one basis, given the valuation of our BTL investment. Secondly, it's all everything's very transparent. Anyone wanting to do the work and see how our company is valued, we run it on a very, very conservative basis in terms of both valuation and overheads. And we hope over the next 6 months to be producing some positive news from some of our investee companies.
Okay, so that was Anthony Laker, who's director of Vela Technologies. It's the ticker VELA on AIM. Thank you for speaking to us, Anthony.
Thank you very much. Okay, thanks.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.